It's time for Mason's Media Musings with your host, Andrew Mason.
Welcome to week 14 of the Media Musings on DenverBroncos.com. I'm Andrew Mason, and thank you for joining me. Let's look ahead to this Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Of course, there's going to be plenty of talk about Kyle Orton coming back to Denver and how that's a storyline. But from a media perspective, it's interesting how this game is going to be the one that, so far this year, has the most limited national audience for a Broncos game. That's because CBS only has one broadcast window this weekend. You know, the Broncos are going to play at 2:05 rather than 2:25, which reflects the kickoff time when a network only has the one broadcast window. And CBS has a deep, deep roster of games this weekend. You know, Broncos, Bills, we know that's a game of two playoff contenders. But they also have Ravens at Dolphins. They also have Steelers at Bengals and Chiefs at Cardinals. All of those are going to get their share of the audience. So you've got to divide that national audience pie a lot of different ways. So even though this is the biggest Bills game perhaps in nearly 15 years since the infamous Music City Miracle in Nashville, infamous for Buffalo, obviously not for Tennessee, even though it's a big game, it's going to have a limited audience. So if you're a Broncos fan and you're outside of Colorado, the chances are pretty good that you're going to have to go out to go watch it on Sunday Ticket, whether you've got the subscription or go out to a local watering hole and catch the game. But if you're in some major markets around the country, you'll see the game. Markets like Charlotte, Nashville, Indianapolis, Detroit, Cleveland, New Orleans, and Tampa, St. Petersburg. If you're there, you're going to be in luck because the CBS affiliates will have the game. So no matter what, find a way to stay tuned and see if the Broncos can go to 10-3 against the Buffalo Bills. If you're getting ready for the game, you're probably looking at a lot of websites, a lot of newspapers, that sort of thing. Over on DenverBroncos.com, probably the best thing there right now doesn't have much to do with the game. It's on a player that you may not have heard of, Nathan Palmer, practice squad wide receiver. Now, Palmer, you know, he spent Tuesday teaching a first grade music class, and music is a big passion of his. He's actually a professional artist. He's recorded an R&B album that you can download on iTunes. And on Tuesday, Broncos TV and DenverBroncos.com went to follow Palmer as he taught a music class. So it's good stuff. Check it out and get to know a guy that you might not know a lot about. Now let's turn to the Broncos programming available on our partners in the next few days to get you ready for Sunday's game. On Thursday night, while you're watching Thursday Night Football, turn up the radio to KOA AM 850 or crank up the second screen to DenverBroncos.com for Bud Light Broncos Primetime live from Buffalo Wild Wings at Park Meadows. Join me, Andy Lindahl, David Treadwell, ESPN.com's Jeff Legwold, and our special guest, safety David Bruton. And of course, there's the usual Face the Maze trivia where I will ask questions of Treadwell and Lindahl. So check it out, 7 to 10 p.m. Thursday on 850 KOA and DenverBroncos.com. Friday, we've got two preview segments on DenverBroncos.com to get you ready for the game. First, it's myself, Chris Hall, and Phil Milani with the Broncos TV preview. And then Chris Hall catches up with Dave Logan, voice of the Broncos, to get his take on the upcoming game with Buffalo. Friday night, it's Fox on Fox on Fox 31, and head coach John Fox takes a look at the Buffalo Bills. And if you miss any segments from Fox on Fox, of course, click to DenverBroncos.com on Saturday. We're going to have all of them up for you to watch. At 9:30 p.m. on Saturday night on Channel 20, it's Broncos Sideline Stories with Jim Saccomano. This week, Ring of Fame wide receiver Haven Moses joins Sacco for the weekly look back at Broncos history. And of course, if you miss it Saturday night, you can watch it on Sunday morning at 9:30 on 9 News. Sunday morning, get ready for the game with Broncos Game Day Live on 9 News at 9 a.m. Host Rod Mackey will be joined by linebacker Brandon Marshall and Dave Logan, the voice of the Broncos. Then at 12:30 Mountain Time on Sunday, if you're at the game, look up at the scoreboard. And if you're not, go to DenverBroncos.com for Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft. It'll be myself, Chris Hall, Phil Milani, and Andy Lindahl with everything you need to get ready for Sunday's game with Buffalo. So as usual, I say this every week, but there's plenty of stuff to get you ready. So keep watching on DenverBroncos.com and Broncos partners. I'm sure you'll be tuning in for Sunday's game against Buffalo. Until next week, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.